Pennsylvania's shale gas boom has helped lower gas prices for U.S. consumers, and it's meant new job opportunities in depressed rural areas. But at times, it's also polluted rivers, streams, and water wells. People who live near gas drilling have assumed science helped policymakers write rules to protect them. But new documents obtained by Inside Climate News show science was suppressed to pave the way for drilling. In collaboration with Inside Climate News, State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports on how this continues to leave residents without help when gas production fouls their water.
Pennsylvania's shale gas boom began in rural Washington County, southeast of Pittsburgh. It's here that the first Marcellus shale gas well was drilled 13 years ago, not far from Brian Latkanich's dream home, where he lives with his 7-year-old son, Ryan.
Can I have macaroni and cheese?
Yes, use the water from the...
Tap.
No.
No, not that one. No. We used to boil iced tea with this water, and that's how we got sick.
Looking out from Brian Latkanich's kitchen table is a perfect view of a gas well pad about 400 feet away. It used to be an orchard. His water well lies between the house and what is now a nearly 2-acre site that contains two wells and other gas production facilities. From his front porch, you can see his 2-acre pond where he used to fish. Latkanich says drilling polluted his water.
This is all the documentation and water tests, health reports.
What Latkanich has documented spans 6 years. In 2011, he was in rough shape. Newly divorced, recovering from brain surgery, he woke up from a coma blind in one eye and learned that his girlfriend gave birth to his youngest son and that the baby suffered from drug withdrawal. Latkanich couldn't take care of him, so Ryan was put in foster care.
And four people came in here and they waved this contract in front of me and they said, you're going to make anywhere between $8 and $13 million the first 3 years. Here's the contract. We need you to sign it now.
It would pay off lawyers for the divorce and help him get custody of his son.
It felt like I hit the lottery. I told him with $8 to $13 million, you could put it on my front porch.
But then his water started tasting metallic. He says the containment ponds that held wastewater uphill spilled during heavy rains, contaminating the aquifer. And what made Latkanich really mad was something that happened to Ryan in 2013.
And when I was three, I had a bath, and I had burning red sores on my arm, legs, butt, everywhere. And my dad got proof.
Both the gas company and the Department of Environmental Protection investigated and did not find a link between gas drilling and the polluted water well. It's very difficult to link sickness with any environmental cause. And without proof that the gas company impacted his water, Latkanich, like many people, has few options. He says the gas companies hold all the cards.
They have loopholes. They're not responsible for the air water that they destroy. What other company could do that?
The loophole he refers to is the Halliburton loophole. It's named after the fracking company that was once led by former Vice President Dick Cheney. And by other companies, he means all other types of heavy industry, which are required to get permits from the EPA designed to protect drinking water. But back in 2005, Congress passed a law that exempted the oil and gas industry from the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. That exemption, nicknamed the Halliburton loophole, means the oil and gas companies don't have to get federal permits from the EPA. But in 2005, not much was known about oil and gas drilling. Greg Dotson worked for Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman at the time. He led the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Dotson says Waxman fought the exemption to no avail, but it happened before the shale gas boom really took off.
The public hadn't focused on it. There wasn't real-world impacts to really know about. And so the policy was determined when the only people who really understood what it might mean were probably in the energy sector.
Dotson says Congress agreed to the law because they were misled by a study produced by the Environmental Protection Agency at the time when George W. Bush was president. the study examined how gas production in coal beds impacted drinking water. It concluded that extracting gas did not pose any risk to water supplies. And those conclusions were also applied to gas drilling in shale formations like the Marcellus in Pennsylvania. But now, Inside Climate News has learned that the scientists hired to do the study did not agree with that conclusion, and they took the unusual step of insisting that their names be taken off that study. Mario Salazar was a senior EPA scientist at the time. He worked with a small unit that oversaw oil and gas waste disposal. Now retired, Salazar calls that 2005 study a sham. Salazar says when he brought up issues with the report, he was disinvited from any more meetings at the EPA.
And, you know, what people don't realize is that the federal government is not serving the public. The federal government is serving the executive. We did what the executive asked us to do.
EPA would not comment for this story. Earlier this month, the state DEP decided to collect more samples from Latkanich's home. If they conclude contaminants are linked to the gas well pad, Chevron Appalachia would have to provide him with a new source of water. Chevron Appalachia's spokeswoman, Veronica Flores Paniagua, says the company continues to work with DEP.
We understand that Mr. Latkanich has recently raised the same concerns again regarding his well water. Chevron Appalachia will always continue to fully cooperate with the DEP in this matter.
Pennsylvania does have laws aimed at protecting water during gas production, but Latkanich questions whether DEP has the adequate staff and motivation to do a good investigation. He's not alone. A 2014 investigation by the state auditor general found the agency's oil and gas oversight lax, with sloppy record keeping, inadequate inspections, and poor communication with residents. Instead of millions, Latkanich estimates, all told, he's made about $150,000 off the well pad.
I'll admit, I chased that dollar when they told me that. He came in my door waving me $8 to $13 million.
How? How's this going on? Where is my Department of Environmental Resources here? Where's my EPA?
And because the EPA has no role, Latkanich can't turn to them for help if he feels the state didn't do an adequate job of investigating. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.